About 80% of South Dakota's land base is privately owned, so the wildlife of this state is heavily dependent on landowners for habitat. Grassland habitat, however, is under pressure, as more than 1 million acres of grass were converted to cropping across the state in the past 10 years. South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks private lands biologist Tim Olson.
In South Dakota, you know, we're fortunate that about 50% of South Dakota's landscape, you know, is still in grassland. And that grassland habitat provides vital habitat for a wide variety of wildlife, particularly grassland nesting birds like pheasants and prairie grouse and many upland nesting ducks and shorebirds and dozens of songbirds.
The wildlife management community recognizes the importance of working with private landowners for a robust wildlife population. For example, the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks offers private lands habitat programs where both technical and financial assistance is available to aid in managing grasslands for both livestock and wildlife, as well as environmental health.
You know, our efforts really focus on working with landowners and other conservation partners to keep grasslands and grass-based producers on the landscape.
Olson believes autumn is an ideal time for landowners with habitat goals to assess their operations, gauging the abundance of wildlife, such as pheasant.
And if they're not seeing what they would really want, it's a good time for them to think about whether they provided enough nesting cover on managed rangelands, pastures, or idle grassland like CRP.
Learn more on grassland management for both livestock and wildlife at gfp.sd.gov/wildlife. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.